Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we have our Monroe County High School Sports Spotlight Week 5, and Dave Tanner teachings helping now prosper the Cougar girls. Coach Dave, of course, handling both programs this winter on the north side. The Cougar fellows performed its annual Christmas ride and won its fifth straight Jasper Invitational title. But how about the girls winning its first trophy in 12 years as they edged Jasper for the championship? We had 35 season bests turned in by the girls, many of them lifetime. Senior Brooke Calvin had three season bests, winning the 200 IM. She also won the 100 breaststroke, and depth was very key in the 100 back as the girls went 2, 3, and 4. Senior Hannah Willis had 4 PRs, and junior Jenna Dedek had 3, and sophomore Alicia DeMars won the diving with a PR of 4.06.1. Just outstanding by the Cougar girls. The fellas, senior Chris DeMars having a great season, in on 4 event wins, and senior David Bright 3 as the Cougar fellows rolled to that 5th straight title. And while that was going on, Phil Cole's South Panthers stopped Columbus North. They beat them by 1 point, but it was good enough to win the Holiday Classic at the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis. And a couple of freshmen in our Week 5 spotlight is Wes Webb and Wyeth Michelson, 1-2 in the 100 breaststroke. Webb also was on a winning 200 medley relay. The South girls finished second to Columbus North. Senior Michael Gossett of Edgewood has rewrote his own school mark again in the 200 freeze, lowered that standard to 151.5 in a dual win over Greencastle. Kyle Run won 2 events as well. And mentioning Edgewood, Gabe Kuntz still perfect on the mats at 160, won most valuable honor as Greg Ratliff's Mustangs won the Columbus East Invitational for the first time in 6 years.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we got the Hoosier Sports Capsule coming up, and obviously Coach Tom's Hoosiers looking to break for Christmas with a 3-game winning streak tonight. Monday night hoops in the hall on the McCracken court at 7 o'clock against Ellisville native and Edgewood grad Mark Schlesinger in the New Orleans Privateers. Back to last Saturday at the Crossroads Classic at Bankers Life, a real high degree of tenacity we saw from Yogi Ferrell, who wrote himself into the record books with his 1,000th career point, the 7th Tom Crean Hoosier recruit to attain that coveted milestone, hitting that free throw to make it 77-71 with 52 seconds left in the Classic win over Butler. But the game was pretty much sealed by then. But it wasn't at the 13-minute mark when the Hoosiers trailed by 6. Yogi, saddled with 2 fouls, hadn't scored, shot a field goal in the opening half, but he hit his first field goal, and that was a 3, and that got things rolling about 13:30 into the second half. 20 second-half points and an outstanding job defensively on Kellen Dunham, who after scoring 18 in the first 20 minutes against the Hoosiers, hit only 2 of 7 and scored 5 points in the second half. Number 11 was right in his grill. Troy Williams had a career-high 11 rebounds. He matched his best individual game with 22 points as he helped respond to the challenge. Indiana won the battle of the boards. That was key, 45-34. And in these last two wins now, both Troy and Hunter Mascara-Perea, 40 rebounds between them, helping to further enhance inside presence with those two. And it's great to see at a great time of year getting ready to start the Big Ten here after a couple of more games to be played yet. Well, the Hoosiers guarded better. They held Butler to 39% and showed a lot of resolve and toughness.